our approach to this paper and the presentation, and frankly our approach to how we practice in doing real estate workouts, is to use multiple disciplines. I think that's more efficient. I frankly think the client gets much better representation, and you are able to focus on what the transaction really is ultimately going to evolve. When you typically start on a workout, what you should probably safely assume is you have maybe one-tenth of the facts, one-fourth of the people that are actually involved, and some general state of confusion other than that things are not going well and they'd like you to fix them. We're not going to get into the Donnie situation that you just heard about, but that, I think, is a fairly accurate characterization of how real estate workouts are done. One of the things we do, and you'll see attached to this paper, is a paper that was presented by Tom Helfand, who heads our tax group, on tax issues in real estate workouts. And I know we have a speaker coming right immediately after us, I believe, that's going to talk about phantom income as well. We're not going to try to get into the real guts of tax presentation, but there is material for you there. And what you have to understand is that most of these workouts ultimately are going to be tax-driven. Now, that comes from my background of representing developers and sponsors in transactions, but oftentimes the debt is not the biggest fear factor that the guarantor or the borrower has. It's the tax consequences, which may or may not be dischargeable in bankruptcy, which may or may not be able to be resolved with the same ease, I use that word loosely, that you're going to have with the lender. The other thing to keep in mind as an overview is you're going to have, in bankruptcy, you'll recognize it, and those of you that are in bankruptcy court frequently will see this. Guarantors and borrowers don't necessarily have the same objectives. Guarantors and borrowers may have completely different objectives, and they may have different consequences to what's going on. And what we see also today, and this comes from all those really high-dollar people that Jane represents, is equity wants to have a seat at the table. Equity wants to understand what's going on in a workout, and they should. They've got the majority of the money, the overwhelming majority of the money in the transaction.